Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Josh, there is a lot of people out there who conduct studies and research. We've heard about so many over the last 2 years, especially to do with the pandemic.
That's right.
Researching vaccines, just studying the population to see how it affects us.
Yep.
Quite serious stuff. And that's what you expect out of researchers.
You do, don't you?
Yeah. Well, not for this guy. He is an Oxford professor, and he has been spending a year studying this particular song.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge.
Yeah. 12 Days of Christmas.
What a song.
What a song.
Never ends.
Does it need to be spent a year studying? Probably not.
Well, it depends what you're studying about it.
Well, that's a
thing. Is there like a link with that and cancer? Or, you know, I don't
know. No, it was just to answer some curious questions.
All right.
One being, how many legs are there in the 12 days of Christmas?
Lots.
There is lots. Do you want to put a figure on what you think it could be?
What's the highest? 12. 12 times 2 is 24.
It's Partridge.
So I'm going to go 231.
Whew.
They just shouldn't be.
You're
so number,
far
by
off.
The way.
You're so far off. Because how he's worked it out is he's gotten all the animals' legs, and then if it's set again, so you know how that you start afresh.
Oh,
you go from
okay.
one, then you go, and then.
But how do you? But that's still the same partridge in the pantry.
Well, he's worked it out this way, and he's an Oxford professor, so we shouldn't question him.
No, clearly not.
So, because I know everyone is dying to know how many legs are in the 12 Days of Christmas. 808.
808.
That's a lot of legs.
A lot of legs. A lot of animals.
But also,
are they all birds too?
They are all birds. Yeah. Well done. But it hasn't helped anyone. How does knowing there's 808 legs help anyone?
Well, it's a good little fact you can bring up. Do you know how many legs are in that song?
But he's a paid Oxford professor. I am so just bamboozled.
He's checked out as well.
But because I thought that was a bit of a pointless study, I thought there's got to be others out there. And it turns out that there's been money put into some studies, which we, Josh, could have proven and could have told.
Yeah.
So one of them is quitting smoking after heart attack reduces chest pain and improves quality of life. That was a study. Another study shows the beneficial effect of electric fans in extreme heat and humidity. Well, of course.
Yeah, right.
Of course.
But so is it because if you don't do one of those studies that people are like, well, how do you know? You know, like the smoker?
Yeah. It's funny you say that because maybe this is why we don't do it. This one I don't understand, but someone did do a study.
Okay.
Swallowing a sword gives you throat problems.
Fresh for the drive home, Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Kids, they are so cute. I'm a big kid
lover. Yeah.
Love babies.
For someone that doesn't have any kids, it's extreme.
I do believe Georgie is close to being my own. I do. That is your daughter who has recently celebrated her first birthday. She's moving around a lot more. Said you used to just be able to put her on the ground and you could chill out a little bit.
That's right. Now, no. They just want to climb up on everything. She got onto a chair the other day. I was watching it happen, but it just still didn't connect.
That's the thing. Kids find themselves in these situations that leaves the parents just going, how? What do you mean
insane.
You've got yourself into that sticky situation? And that's exactly what happened to one mum over in Oregon. She was watching her three-year-old daughter pretend to be a turtle. She said her daughter's loving turtles at the moment, and so she role-playing being a turtle. So she was down on the ground, crawling around, and to get the shell, she thought, I've got to be in character. So her daughter grabbed one of her toy buckets, which looks very similar to a plastic bin.
Okay.
Not too big.
Cool.
Now, she put that on her little bot and started crawling around quite slowly because turtles
are.
And then next thing you know, she goes to move a bit. But because she was moving her knees at the same time the bucket was on her bum, it sort of has pushed her bum more into the bucket to the point she's now stuck.
Oh, no.
With the bucket on her bum.
Oh, now, stuck in a bucket.
Her mum can see the funny side and is filming it at first going, what are you doing? You're trying to be a turtle. And she's like, mum, I can't get out. Like, mum. And then that's when her husband comes over and tries to pull it off. And he's like, oh, no, she's actually stuck.
She's in the bucket. Oh, my God.
So it is adorable to see. She's moving around. She's stuck. And thankfully for her, after a bit of wriggling, a bit of help from a fair few people, they did manage to get her out.
Oh, well done.
But it got me thinking, she's not the first child to get herself stuck in a certain object or a situation.
Yeah.
So let's throw it out. 52232955, Josh. Where did your kid get stuck?
Always amazes me when you see those kids that get stuck in the skill tester game. Like how,
yes.
I can't even get my arm up there.
Yes.
Not that I'm doing that for any reason, but you know. But you know what I mean?
Like, how we all tried as kids. How like, can they get in there?
How can they get in?
Actually squeeze, maneuver their way in.
52232955, where did your kid get stuck? Or you as a kid, where did you get stuck?
Yeah, a girl in my school got her thumb stuck in a chair. And like, because she was fiddling with it. Because you know how it might have a little cap on it? And that had fallen off.
Oh, yeah, the rubber
stoppers.
And so
in class, she'd stuck her thumb in and then it was stuck.
Everyone into the draw for tickets to Spider-Man No Way Home in cinemas December 16th. Where did you get stuck as a kid, Herbie and Josh and K-Rock? Asking, where did your kid get stuck? Or you as a kid, where did you get stuck?
After a three-year-old girl, she found herself in a sticky situation. She was trying to be a turtle, reenacting it out. She had a bucket on her bum as the shell. Next thing you know, she got stuck in the bucket.
Brilliant.
It is adorable. She's okay now, which is great. We've had a few people get involved at our Facebook page, Josh. And Sarah has said, my son got his head stuck in the upstairs rails of Market Square when he was a kid. They applied cooking oil, etc., but he was stuck until that to cut him out.
Oh, jeez.
Hence why they now have balustrade, which is to stop anyone slipping their heads in there.
Fair enough. There you go.
That's crazy.
Imagine getting things changed at a shopping centre.
I know. You're a part of an inventor, I could say. Samara from Bannockburn, it was your son who got stuck.
Yes, sure was. How are you?
Yeah, good. Where did your son get stuck?
He got stuck at the local Lethbridge play park.
Right.
In a baby swing.
Oh, right. So
like where your legs...
Oh, the smallest, the small swing. How old was your son trying to get into the baby swing?
He was 10. He wasn't a baby.
Oh, I've seen the photo. Oh, God.
I've just shown Josh the photo. He's really stuck. How long was he stuck in there? And did they get him out?
They did, eventually. He was stuck in for nearly 2 hours.
Oh, wow.
And
jeez.
How did he get out?
We had to call the CFA to come and cut the swing off. Lots of people. We had just about the whole town show up to shoot him on and have a good laugh.
And as your son hops back in a baby swing after that?
I think so.
No, we do taunt him every time we drive past.
That's what you want to do.
Just out. What is it,
Oh, that is brilliant.
That's
excellent,
so good.
Samara. Paul in East Geelong, where did you get stuck? You were 16, I think, at the time.
Yeah, I was driving my uncle's van. I was just having my learners and was in town at a set of lights and was bored, so I thought I'd see if my head would fit in the steering wheel. And it got stuck in there and... trying to wave the cars to go around me. And Uncle was pushing and heaving.
Could you imagine his arm just out the window?
How poor are you driving to shove your head up the steering wheel? Oh, that's so good.
How long were you in the car for? Or in the steering wheel?
About 25 minutes. I was stuck at the lights for. Holding up the traffic, trying to wave him around. I'm stuck. Just go around.
That's
the greatest drive I've ever had in my life. It's Herbie and Josh driving out my K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955. Belinda. Belinda. Ooh, yeah. Belinda. Blank, blank, blank.
Welcoming in Herbie, our favourite newsreader, Louis Zacka. How are you?
Hello.
Hola.
G'day, g'day.
Busy day in the newsroom.
Yeah, it has been actually. Fair bit going on. Vic opens back on the Bellarine next year, the golf tournament.
Wow.
Oh, that's exciting.
That is huge news.
That's great. Yeah. It's exciting.
Do you play a bit of golf?
Yeah, chase the balls around the green every now and then.
Swing the wrenches.
Yeah.
Every now and again. Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good. You, Herbie?
I played twice with my mum and aunties. Yeah. They said I had a natural swing, though, so it's all wrong.
Sure, you did. Anyway, Louie, you're in here for the game. Fill it in the blank. You've got five headlines. You've removed a word. Herbie and I have to buzz in with our names, best of five, to work out what that word is missing from the title.
I know you love your world records, so...
Oh, we do.
Idaho man breaks Guinness World Record by pushing blank with his face.
Josh. Car.
No.
Is he a long... I'm just going to say train.
No.
What was it?
A balloon. He was bumping a balloon with his...
The whole time?
Yeah.
That is kind of hard.
How far did he get?
Next question.
He went far. He got a record.
He set the world record. okay, number two. Victoria will be the first place in the Southern Hemisphere to manufacture blank.
Josh, it's an mRNA vaccine.
Correct.
Well done.
2024.
Which means they'll be doing the Moderna here. Yeah.
Yep.
Good.
Very exciting.
Huge news for us, yep. Closer to home again, a $1 billion contract will see Geelong to help build military blank.
Military.
Josh, vehicles.
Correct.
Oh, that was good by you. Yeah. I wouldn't have got that. Makes so much sense once you say it.
It's the only word that really could go after it.
Yeah, or tanks. Oh, they're not really the tanks. They're the
aircrafts.
Ones
aircrafts.
They travel really quick. Howitzers.
Yeah, right.
They shoot. And
that's
then
great news for the region too.
Yeah, massive. Up to 300 here, jobs. Good
we're
stuff.
We're doing so well today. Golf back on. We're getting mRNA, whatever that is.
Batman. No.
Good.
Budapest charity run sees thousands of blank running through the streets.
Heavy. Nude people.
No.
I saw some kind of nude.
Budapest. Is it an animal?
No.
Singles.
Santas.
Oh.
Of course.
Why did we think of that? It's the season. That's annoying.
Last one. See if you can get on the board.
Okay.
There's now blank days till Christmas.
Heavy. 13.
Josh, 12. It's 11.
I don't know what the date
11.
Is.
11.
I don't know what the date is.
Yeah, not long.
You looked down at you.
I looked down, but it's not there. My date isn't on, so I was like, where is... By the way, I shouldn't have just realised it's next Saturday.
Yeah.
I counted it.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah.
Well done. Thank you very much
well
for that,
Louie.
It is
guys.
Herbie and Josh driving your highway K-Rock and going 5-5. 11 days, Herbie. Not too far away.
Fresh for the drive home, Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
A mum is not happy, Jan, about her daughter's advent calendar.
Right. Not happy.
No.
What for?
So she bought her daughter, it's the 3D Cadbury advent calendar, so it's not just your stock standard thin book looking
one. Like
it's a tower.
Yeah, right. And so it stands up on itself.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you move around one, you'll make your way around
the
tower. So it looks kind of cool. That. And each day has one. When looking at it to me, it just looks like it's got a favourite shaped chocolate in there. So you might have a twirl, a little crunchy.
I get you. It's an expensive way to buy your chocolate.
It is. It is. But, you know, everyone loves an advent calendar.
It's true. Especially if you can wait till the each day.
Well
know?
Done.
Some people just go bang.
I go ham. That's
I'm
me.
One of those people. Yeah.
It's just right in front of me. And there's no lock on it. I just have to press my finger in.
As soon as you've tasted something, you're like, well, I better find out what tomorrow is.
But why the mum is angry is because her daughter's opened up one of the chocolates. And I don't know why, but she's placed it next to her daughter's big toe. And she said, this is how small it is. It is smaller than my daughter's big toe. Cadbury is ripping us off.
Whoa. You'd be I guess they would be. They've got to fit in, though.
That's what I think. And you know you're not getting a full block behind there.
No.
It's just 24. Got a little window. And an odd comparison to put it next to your daughter's toe. I'm sure there's other ways.
Yeah, you know, I would have thought.
But she does have a point because there's a thing called at the moment Shrinkflation.
Shrinkflation.
So things are getting smaller, but the prices are increasing.
Ah, that's a rip. Oh, yeah. The chocolate block for me is the one that's the killer.
Oh, it is a killer. So things that you might find in this shrinkflation category is the size of chocolate bars is reduced, but the number of pieces stay the same. Or toilet rolls look the same on the outside, but have fewer sheets because the manufacturers have increased the diameter of the cardboard.
Oh, that's crook.
Sneaky buggers. Breakfast cereals shrink in packet size, but not in box size. And this one, very sneaky. Some soap look the same until you take off the wrapper and discover that the new bars have been reshaped to have more of a concave, so you actually get less soap.
It's annoying. That is annoying.
Because we're a consumer and we have to buy this.
And you don't really think about it, do you? You're like, oh, there it is. It's still roughly the same price.
Yeah.
That's what I remember paying for it.
Exactly. I'm going to give you some actual facts and figures right now of things that have gone down. Just so you can get a little more annoyed at this situation.
Angry.
Shrinkflation. So Red Rock Deli potato chips, we first saw them on the shelves at 185 grams. They're down to 165 grams per pack and have gone up in price since we first saw them.
And it's funny because you open them up and you're like, yeah, because it looks full, you know, and then you're like, oh, it's like all the way down there.
Yeah.
I've got to really reach in to grab one.
Exactly. Similar for the Smith's chips and Doritos. They went from 200 grams, then down to 175 grams.
Yes.
And now they're down to 170 grams. Rip off.
God, I thought 175 was a big drop.
Tubs of Pringles. This is interesting. They are different weights depending on their flavour, but they're all the exact same price.
Really?
So if you go to Coles right now, same price, they range from 119 grams to 134 grams.
Really?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
That is...
The kicker is Cadbury, though. Your iconic Freddo Frogs, they were 15 grams down to 12, but your actual block, which I know this is where you've gotten frustrated, Josh, they were 250 grams, went down to 200 grams in 2009. Then people complained, bumped them back up to 220. Then they've gone down to 200 grams in 2018, and now down to 180.
We're getting nothing. You can't get fat off that.
No. What's the point? Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh.
On K-Rock 955. Van Herbie, there's a man explaining, because sometimes it does happen. You're not sure if someone's being entirely honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is giving you some tips about how you can tell when someone's lying.
Oh, this is handy.
Yeah, absolutely.
This would be great around Christmas if you are giving someone a gift and you can tell if they like it or not. Are they lying to you?
Oh, yeah, that's one thing. That's why I hate getting gifts.
Are you good at giving a poker face reaction?
I think I'm all right at it.
Oh, I love just what I wanted.
More just no reaction. So they're like, oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, you do that. Very straight face.
Anyway, so there's a few things that you can recognise in someone that are dead giveaways for them telling a lie.
Okay.
Because you want everyone to be honest with you, but you want to just, you know the truth.
Tell a little porky pie.
Fake smiling is a thing. So there's obviously genuine smiling.
Yeah.
And then there's where you use different muscles. Now, I don't know exactly how you can tell, but you can tell when someone's not really... I mean, you right now is giving a fake smile.
Am I?
Now it's a real one. Now it's fake again. Anyway, they increase the blink rate when they're trying to tell the lie.
Okay.
So they'll be talking.
I like oysters.
No one can see you blink, so I don't know why you're doing it on air. There's a change in the tone of voice as well, so it might go a little bit higher.
Higher, yes, yeah. Okay.
The behaviour as well, there's a change in behaviour, so they'll act a way that they normally wouldn't.
Okay.
And you're like, okay, that's because you know when you just trust your gut, you're like, that's a little bit odd.
Yeah, didn't feel natural.
They'll be vague about it. They might even overshare. That's the other thing. People try and complicate lines.
Okay.
So what I thought I'd do is, using all this information that I've learnt from this amazing lie detector, can I tell when
I'm lying,
telling a lie? So you've got two stories that are true.
Yes.
One story that's fake. I've just got to work out which one
is a lie.
Yeah.
Is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my parents can always pick when I'm lying.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that I've gotten better because I haven't been living at home for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping my years away from home, I've gotten better at lying.
All right.
And this is going to be the ultimate test.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's get to it.
I got locked in Maya with Mum after it closed.
Okay.
Okay. That's in the memory bank?
Yeah.
I ate so much chocolate at Easter once that I threw up in the in the backyard and the grass has never grown back.
Oh, okay. That's some vomit.
Third one. I gave my three younger brothers haircuts when I was 7. That was so bad that mum cried.
Okay. Jeez, this is a lot harder than I thought.
What are you thinking?
What am I thinking?
Which one do you think
what
is definitely true?
What was the first
true?
One again?
That was, I got locked in Maya okay. with mum after it closed.
Ooh, that sounds hard to do, but it did sound like nice and short. I'm leaning towards the middle one being the lie, the vomiting that's never grown back. Haircuts, would your brothers even let you have done it? It was your younger brothers?
Definitely not my older brother.
Matt wouldn't have let you do that.
No. And they were young.
I'm going to lock in just by the sound of your voice that number two was, in fact, the lie.
Wrong.
Oh, damn it.
I never gave my brothers haircuts.
Really?
I did throw up at Easter from overeating chocolate.
The grass still hasn't grown back?
No.
Herbie and Josh at K-Rock 955.
Fresh for the drive home. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I love this time of the week. It's because we have to work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, normally we're going head to head.
That's right. This is teamwork. Unites us, Josh.
We have to work out 10 celebrities in 1 minute by giving clues. Today is based off the fact that Kanye West, I know that he wanted to try and rekindle something with
Kimmy K.
Kimmy. She said there's no chance of that. It's done. So that is a breakup of 2021.
It is a big breakup too.
Huge.
I think she wants to go back to her original name as well.
Yeah, I saw that too.
She hyphenated Kim Kardashian West.
Right, okay.
Drop so that just drop not that hard, is it?
No, not yeah, very.
Not a hyphen, very. Drop is hard.
And she's known as Kim Kardashian,
yeah,
is it? More
is
than
true.
Anything. So these are celebrities that have broken up
this
in
year.
2021.
Oh, herbs. Okay.
There's a lot of people.
Is there?
Yeah. I was like, this might be a bit hard, but I was like, well, no, there's okay. plenty to choose from.
Wow.
I had to drop people.
Jeez, they haven't had a good run at all.
I have not. All right, so 1 minute on the clock. I'll describe them as best I can. You just have to work who it is.
Okay.
If you don't know who it is, pass.
Yep.
The quicker we pass, the quicker
pass
we move
quickly.
On. All right, 3, 2, and 1. First person to leave One Direction.
Zayn Malik.
Billionaire, we talk about him all the time.
Jeff Bezos.
No.
The other one. Pass, I'll come back to him. Elon Musk. No.
Yeah. Broke up with Camila Cabello.
Shawn Mendes.
Was on, what's the Big Bang Theory?
Oh, I don't know their names.
The girl.
Penny. I'll pass, I'll come back to
that. Used to wear a Band-Aid on his face.
Nelly.
Yes. Had a massive fight with Taylor Swift about her music.
Katy Perry.
No, like he was like a manager sort of
Scooter.
Dude, producer.
Scooter Braun.
Yes. Used to date Jamie Foxx. Used to
Katie
date,
Holmes.
Yes. He was on How I Met Your Mother, the tall guy. Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, what's his
guy.
Name? Pass, I'll come back to him.
Dated the Australian girl from Byron.
Liam Hemsworth.
No. He's an American
oh,
dude.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Yes. Australian comedian, lost a lot of weight.
Rebel Wilson.
Yes. Girl from...
Penny.
Kaylee Cuoco. And the other one we missed out on.
What's his name? Don't say it.
Say it. Okay.
What is it?
Jason Segel.
Gosh, herbs. I had time.
We had heaps of time. We were smashing it. We were going.
Oh.
We were going for the record.
That game just gets me so angry.
Don't worry, it's just a game.
I hate Lucy.
I know.
I can't win this one.
A bit of my soul dies every week too. So, this next week.
Okay.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
A lot of people getting very excited for Christmas, Josh. It's just around the corner. What here in the studio, we've got our Christmas lights up.
Mm.
Walk around town. There's the big Christmas tree. There's other decorations. Just festive.
Going to every shopping centre. They've had it for a while.
That's exactly.
Christmas carols as well.
Oh,
love
we're big
that
fans.
They're cranking up. Yeah.
Some people don't like them.
And I don't know how.
Yeah, I understand maybe if you had one CD playing in the shop you worked and you had to hear them on repeat.
That was bad.
But do you know what? I like them. Play them more. Mm-hmm. Play them more, I say. Now, if I had to ask you what was on your Santa list, What did you write for Santa this year?
I did write a ute, but I think that's still a little while off coming.
I don't think Santa's bringing you a ute, but you never know.
It would take up a lot of the sleigh.
It would weigh
it down. I'm sure you could tow it.
The poor reindeers.
Yeah, they're Rudolph's fine and fit.
All right, well, so a ute's on your list.
Yeah, what about you?
I don't really, I don't mean much.
I just want the joy of seeing everyone.
No, I still put something down, don't you worry. I sent a letter. I want a good exercise mat, because my one, I'm not lying, Josh, though, my one.
Is it like $10? Go buy yourself.
No, see, I did buy a cheaper one, yeah. And I'm hoping he can build me a better one, because the sweat, mine disintegrates. Every time you know when you shake it at the end to make it flat or something?
Yeah, right.
Stuff comes off.
You're melting it with that sweat. Jeez, okay.
Now, they're ours.
That's a bigger issue, I think.
Things that are a lot of technology items are on kids' lists this year.
Sure. Phones.
They want Paw Patrol, I know, from a lot of kids.
PlayStations.
Bluey, that's big. And the Nintendo Switches. Lots of big things.
Mm.
I've come across a list of Santa letters from 1921. So I want to run through a few of them with you. Dear Santa Claus, please give me a big doll dressed up pretty, a go-kart for all my dolls, and plenty of oranges, nuts, and candy. I'm trying to be a good girl. From your little girl, Maud.
Oh,
that's quite
Maud,
nice.
Maud, isn't that? That's a 1920
name. That's nice. This one, dear Santa, just a few lines to let you know what I want for Christmas. I want a bicycle, a storybook, and some candy and fruit. And Santa, don't forget my little nephew, Harold. Now, Santa, bring me what I want. Goodbye from Margaret.
Well, you know what I liked about that is, you know, thought about her nephew.
That's what I thought. Yeah, very cute. This one, bit bigger. Dear Santa, I want a baby doll that looks to be 1 year old. I would like it to have a nice trunk full of clothes for the doll if you can find one. I would like it to walk and talk. I would like a carriage with two round windows for the doll. I'd like a pink bedroom for the doll, slippers for the doll, and rabbits have to be on those slippers. I would like a bicycle for myself and a matching one for the doll.
Jesus, that's a big one.
That's from Margaret. And this one I've got a question about. So I'm going to try to be a good little boy and go to school every day until Christmas.
Try.
He's six. He's six. He's already trying to get to school.
God.
But these last two,
I get it.
One of them you're going to love.
Yeah.
The other one, he's trying. Okay. Dear Santa, as Christmas will soon be here, I'm going to tell you what I want. I don't want much, as I have a bicycle already. So can you bring me a big football and a raincoat to wear to school? And please bring me lots of marbles so I can play with the other boys.
Oh, cute.
That's nice, isn't it?
That's really nice.
That's from Bertram.
Bertram sounds like a cutie, doesn't he?
Yeah. This is
he's
just
probably a CEO now.
Yeah, he's doing a lot.
Or dead, the other one.
This is an honest one. Yeah. Dear Santa, I've been a bad boy this year, but I don't care. Bring me a blonde doll named Marie, also a brunette named Gertrude. From Howard.
Oh, what a legend. Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
All right, Herbs, let's get your thoughts on the daily topic, see where you sit. This is some stuff that's been happening in the news recently. Yeah, nah for no.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, yeah for yes.
Been giving my opinion all day before the show.
Twitching with anger. Anyway, let's kick it off with this one. Having a cold glass of milk.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Sometimes nothing else can beat it.
With, like, chocolate as well?
Just, you know, you've had something and it's normally a biscuit and you go, it's missing something. You get that milk and as soon as it hits your palate, you think, ripper.
It's a great experience.
It works so well. And people who just knock normal milk need to get a life. Because that's
it.
Where we started
Full
at, you
cream,
know?
Full cream, though. I don't want anything
this
else.
Light skinny.
Yeah, no, thank you. So Australians are being warned that the price of milk and other dairy products is going to go up. Reduced supply and increased demand over Christmas. So obviously Coles, Woolies, Aldi, they're the ones that are going up by 10%. Or 10 cents, sorry, a litre. And the shortage could be cheese, cream and yogurt products as well.
Really?
Shattering. They're like the best. Dairy's the best section.
That's what you wait for. Yeah. As long as you know the dairy farmers are getting money from that.
Yeah, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Then happy to pay
that's
more money.
That's fine, absolutely. Going on a date in a submarine.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. Only because you're really stuck if it's a bad one.
That's true.
that's not that for me. You'd want to know for sure that that's going to be a good date.
I suppose there's a lot of things to point at and look at. So, you know, so you're like, oh, okay.
You're playing I Spy for the whole date.
Well, it's like, you know, there's no conversation going. Did you see that? Yeah, I did.
I did. Gosh, you'd be so counting down the time.
So there's this new submarine type hub that you can sit in with like five or six people. And it basically is like a lounge.
That's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool. So it'll take you on a trip underwater and then you can spend like a Christmas party down there or whatever it might be. But it's kind of a...
Geez, that's cool. Do you want to forward that on to our bosses?
That'd be good.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, submarine.
I'd love that. Yeah.
I reckon you're kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, you know, you are stuck, as you said, and if something goes wrong, you're underwater. So there's a few things.
Not to be grim.
Fighting to sort out your differences.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Like, should we have a boxing match if we were...
No, I thought you just meant like having it out, arguing. I think it's better to vent it out than to take it home. But physical fight, God, no. Oh, my gosh. No way.
No, so how's this? Some politicians in Brazil weren't happy with each other. They had a different opinion about the conservation of the Amazon, and which is a big thing because so much of it's gone. So what they did was they had an MMA fight.
A legitimate fight.
They literally got in the octagon and punched on.
Are they fighters?
No. They look pretty fit though, to be honest. Like, they look like they're throwing their weight around.
That's two people who really don't want to back down from their word.
Don't like each other, yeah.
You know when you say something, you're like, oh, we'll meet me outside. But no one really does.
So who would you want to see out of our politicians?
Who would
be the top dog?
Oh, I'd love to see... Clive Palmer in the ring.
He'd have a hard day. Are you kidding? Man's huge. Is that what you want? You can't? He's just very fit then. Debbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Fresh for the drive home. Debbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.